Exclusive, GOP candidate Zach Nunn, top issues for Iowans are parents' rights, economy, and crime and security. By Robert Krajicek on July 11, 2022. State Senator Zach Nunn, Arya, a Republican candidate for Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, said Iowans' top political concerns are parents' rights with respect to their children's education, ongoing inflation and the broader economy, and increasing crime. Three things we're looking at right now are parents' rights, parents' choice, and students, that's coming off of the ramifications of COVID. Nunn said in an interview with Breitbart News editor-at-large Joel Polak and aired on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday. Directly with that is the economy, as well as crime and security. Nunn linked the left-wing and partisan Democrat defund the police campaign to Iowans' concerns about rising crime rates. He said his incumbent Democrat opponent, Representative Cindy Axon, DIA, had aligned herself with the campaign's rhetoric. Fundamentally, at the federal level, we have turned our back on our first responders, he remarked. My opponent Cindy Axon actively sought to defund the police. Axon accepted $5,000 from Courage to Change PAC, a political action committee associated with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She signed a pledge to use her capacity as a legislator to facilitate a shift of government spending away from law enforcement and defense towards community resources and programs. Nunn stated that despite the White House's claims, its ostensibly environmental policies to address what it refers to as climate change has increased Russia's economic power by increasing commodity prices for fossil fuels. The Biden administration is driving up the price of Russian oil to all-time highs, he noted. Russia made as much money on oil in the first 6 months of 2022 as they did during all of last year. Russia is not hurting, and there's no sign of it abating. He continued, the challenge is that we did this in tandem with a complete fig leaf of a Green New Deal policy. We cut off our own domestic production, ending our energy independence, and became completely reliant on a Middle East, on a Russia, on a Venezuela, that produces far worse energy than we can produce here in the United States. Nunn described his opponent as fully supportive of open-ended lawful access to government-funded abortions without restrictions based on tenure of pregnancy. My opponent has already voted on, at the federal level, an abortion-on-demand plan that goes all the way through the day of pregnancy, he stated, but we are pro-life. I wouldn't be fostering two kids if I didn't feel very strongly that there are families out there who want to be partners in helping to raise babies in the country and are opposed to the idea of mass execution, because it's an inconvenience. He added, there are certainly situations out there where we want to be looking at mother and baby the entire way through pregnancy and even beyond, to be able to help take care of those kids. We also want to be looking at ways that we can help mothers and fathers be smart about their choices. That includes making sure they have access to health care that helps in these situations. Ultimately, though, the choice in Iowa has become very clear for folks, he concluded. Do you want a candidate like myself who supports life and opposes, particularly late-term, abortions, or do you want a candidate who has on the voting record an abortion-on-demand policy and has made it her focus to say, I want a federal law ruling that a child can be killed up until the day of birth, and I think the most people disagree with that. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.